It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Happy Wednesday, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. I hope you're safe. I hope you are well. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. So whether you happen to be on the East Coast here with me or you happen to be out West, home of the Dodgers, World Series champs, home of the Lakers, soap opera, home of the Dallas Cowboys. Maybe you're in Arlington, soap opera, Frisco, soap opera. Shout out to my friends in Canada. Thank you for listening. Wherever you are, you can always tune in on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate if you got SiriusXM. It's channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, you don't have to lift a finger. Ask the speaker. Talk to the machine. Yell at it. Well, speak softly. Tell it to play the Infinity Sports Network and boom. JR Sport Brief Show, all of our shows, pop right on up. I might be in Atlanta, Georgia, but thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us in New York City. It is Wednesday. I'll be sharing with you a new top six list. It's what I do every Wednesday. In about 2 hours from now, we're going to have a whole chat. I'm going to share with you a top six list, some of the biggest, some of the best duos that we have ever seen in sports history. Why? Well, Klay Thompson returned with his old splash brother, Steph Curry, last night. Steph Curry got the victory. What else is new? Klay Thompson returned with the Dallas Mavericks to the Bay and got an L. But we'll talk about the top six duos list in a little bit. Unfortunately, speaking of basketball, we learned why Greg Popovich has been gone from the San Antonio Spurs. A mild stroke. No stroke is the best type of stroke. They say it's mild and that he's expected to make a full recovery. Of course, we're going to talk some more about the college football playoff rankings. How about this? There's word that a Gruden, John, might be returning to the NFL to coach as soon as next year. Deion Sanders had some words today about whether or not he's going to make the transition to the NFL. We know his son's going to the NFL. We know Travis Hunter is going to the NFL. Is Deion Sanders going to follow them? A former Dolphins player says the Dolphins are soft. Kirby Smart called one of his own players an idiot yesterday on the Bulldogs. Kirby Smart has now apologized. What a shock. Not at all. And Trevor Lawrence is still out. You're going to miss another game with that shoulder injury. It's going to be real fun watching the Jaguars take on the Lions. Not at all. That will not be fun at all. And then how about this? We learned that a quarterback who got benched, he got shown the bench. I mean, well, he first sat on the bench because he was tired of running around. So he showed himself the bench and he got shown the bench permanently. But Anthony Richardson, he's back as the full-time starter for the Indianapolis Colts. So we got a lot to get into. If you want to participate in the show, the phone number is as follows. I'll tell you to write it down, but it's 2024. Remember it or punch it into your computer or your cell phone or something. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I'm on the internet. The wild place where people argue and scream and get angry and yell at strangers for no apparent reason. I am at JR Sport Brief. Not a difficult person to find. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey. How are you this Wednesday? You feeling good about Anthony Richardson being back?
I am happy that he is back, yes. Not sold that the performance on the field will be much better on Sunday, but at least look, I'd rather watch him turn the ball over than Joe Flacco. That's for damn sure.
Damn, wow. Look, it was only a few days ago that head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, Shane Steichen, he pretty much said that Joe Flacco is still the starting quarterback. Let's go back just a little bit. Anthony Richardson was benched for two games for calling out of a game. He took a playoff. He said he was tired. Man, he got destroyed by everybody, justifiably so. His teammates took him to the woodshed publicly. Media took him to the woodshed publicly. His coach took him to the woodshed. Everybody did. Analysts, he ultimately got and understood what the hell was wrong. Franchise quarterback taking a playoff because he's tired. You got to be kidding me. And then he got benched. And that was probably the final shoe to drop for him to be sat down. Because let's face it, Anthony Richardson's performance as a quarterback this year has just been awful. It's been terrible. I mean, to hit only 44% of your passes is horrible. That's not a starter. That's not a starter. And I don't know, bring back NFL Europe. You're not lasting. You can't go to the CFL and complete 44% of your passes. I don't care how athletic you are. I don't give a damn how many backflips Anthony Richardson can do. That ain't cutting it at all. And so he had a 3-3 record. He sucks as a quarterback. He doesn't know how to find a receiver to save his life. He doesn't know how to go through his progressions before he tries to take off. He doesn't know how to stay healthy. And then he quit. So they put in 39-year-old Joe Flacco. To his credit, helped take the Browns to the postseason last year after Deshaun Watson went down. And so maybe there was a little bit of hope that Joe Flacco, one step away from being back home with his wife and his 20 million kids, that maybe there was something left in him. So maybe he helped turn things around for the Colts. The answer was no. They lost their last two games, including that game where Anthony Richardson said, I'm done. They've lost to Buffalo. They've lost to Minnesota. They've lost to Houston. And as Hickey pointed out, when you think about the turnovers, Joe Flacco's been the king of those. 4 interceptions and 2 fumbles. And the Indianapolis Colts, they had to know something like this was coming. I mean, based on Anthony Richardson's injury history, they gave Joe Flacco approximately $10 million this season to be the backup, knowing that either A, Anthony Richardson was going to stink the joint up, or B, get hurt. And damn it, it was a combination of both, plus C, he decided to quit in the game. And so with their next matchup coming against the equally woeful, pathetic New York Jets, Shane Steichen has changed his mind over the past several days. He has gone from Joe Flacco as our starter to today letting the world know that old Quentin Anthony Richardson has learned his lesson and that he is back, and not just back for one game against the Jets. The Indianapolis Colts, they got 7 games left in a year. Anthony Richardson, barring injury, he is the starter the rest of the way. Take a listen to Shane Steichen tell you who you're going to look at for the rest of the year.
We've never lost faith or belief in him and his abilities, and he's shown strides. He really has. And with that being said, he will be our starter again. He's going to start this week. He's going to start the rest of the season. All right, and we're going to go from there. And I informed Joe of the decision yesterday. He's the ultimate pro. He respects the decision, understands it. I talked to the team this morning about it as well. I informed them of the decision. And look, everyone has a different journey, right? Everyone has a different way, development, and how you go about the process. And everyone wants instant gratification right now. And sometimes it doesn't work like that. And you fight through these times. And I love Anthony. He's a great person. Got great faith in him and his abilities to be our franchise quarterback.
Oh, okay. That's a lot of positive words. Not necessarily for me or you or for the team or for the fan base. Those are positive words for Anthony Richardson. You need to boost him up, because if this guy sucks the rest of the year, if he really hasn't shown any progression, and I'm not sitting in practice, I'm not Bill Belichick either, I'm not spying. Hickey, have you seen the Colts practice? Do you know what the hell they doing?
I do not. I wish I did, but I do not.
No, you just like a horror show, don't you? A presumed horror show, presumed.
I'm not a scary movie kind of guy, but this has been frightening to watch.
Well, I mean, damn it, if you saw them, and I don't know, I'm guessing, based on what we've seen on the actual, football field on Sundays, I'm going to assume that Anthony Richardson is just a slightly better against players that he has to play against, for months in practice. Now, having said that, we don't know. Maybe he has made strides, maybe he is catching up with A.D. Mitchell and actually finding his second and third receivers. I have no idea. But if you believe Anthony Richardson, he talks about how much better he's gotten since he's been benched
No, just so that I'm willing to be a pro. You know, I'm willing to sacrifice anything that I need to do for the team. You know, I feel like these past 2 weeks has definitely opened my eyes and allowed me to have the opportunity to do that and just take a deeper dive and look into myself and see what I'm really, you know, made of. So I'm thankful for these past 2 weeks, and I'm low-key glad they hope they have it.
Damn. Hickey, what's the reporter? Is he okay? You got something in his throat?
Better not be COVID again.
Oh, my God.
That's the last thing we need is him out on Sunday.
I know. A coughing on Anthony Richardson. That's not what we need.
No, not at all.
You know, this guy has dealt with a concussion in the NFL. He busted up his shoulder, had a knee injury, and now out because the reporter couldn't cover his damn... Well, he sounded like he covered his mouth. Next time, he could step away from the microphones a little bit, but that's besides the point. Hey, good luck to Anthony Richardson. He needs it. The Colts deserve it. And I don't know what improvement is. Is he going to move from being a 44% passer? Is he going to complete 55%? Hickey, what would you be happy with?
For Sunday or, like, I guess for the rest of the season, I would take 55.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Baby steps. Okay.
I'm not asking for a drastic turnaround here. I just show me incremental growth.
Yeah. That's all we can ask for. And when you've been as bad as he has been, I mean, what more could you ask for? I hear that. And so after sitting down for 2 weeks, watching Joe Flacco fumble and throw the ball to the wrong team, it's real simple. Anthony Richardson, he talks about what Shane Steichen has told him now that he has his job back.
He told me I was going to be the starter, you know, from here on out. But it's up to me to, you know, keep my job. You know, I got to make sure I'm doing the right thing and keep showcasing to the Shane that I can be the guy, and that I am the guy for this team. So it's not really up to him. I felt like the past couple of weeks was up to me as well. You know, I just got to showcase the work and just keep showing him that I'm willing to be the quarterback for this franchise.
Okay. Me, what do I expect? Mediocrity. I don't expect no big changes here. I expect a quarterback who will razzle and dazzle you with a run here or there. I expect to see a quarterback who will miss open receivers. I expect the Colts to be a team that finishes below 500, doesn't go to the postseason. And I expect the Indianapolis Colts, barring an injury, to have to spend all offseason evaluating and working with Anthony Richardson to grow him to see whether or not he is the guy. Because I think he'll get his chance. He'll get his opportunity again next year. Okay. Last year was supposed to be the rookie year. It was. The man was only able to go out there and play 4 games. This year, he's benched 2 games, has a 3-3 record as a starter. He has 7 more games in front of him. You're going to have a clear indicator as to how he might grow between now and January. And if he sucks that bad, I still think they have no choice but to give him a chance to see what he does next year before they just decide to pull the plug completely. This is a quarterback. Hickey, how many starts did he have at Florida? 12? 8? What did he do?
I think it was 13 total between 2 years. God. Yeah.
This guy, he fell out of college. No, nobody. Does anybody fall out of high school? Is that possible? Dropout, right?
You can definitely drop out, for sure. I guess fall. Yeah, you could fall out of there, too.
Yeah, well, I don't want to say the guy dropped out, but he fell out of high school, fell into Florida, barely started, and is now an NFL quarterback. The point is, you can give him time. Give him some time. The Colts have this investment in their first-round pick. You see what he can do the rest of this way. You selected him number 4 last year. You got time. Hickey, does that sound like a reasonable thought? This year, the summer, the beginning of next year, see what he can do, right?
Absolutely. I the only thing I don't know, JR, is if they're willing to give that much time.
Oh, my God.
There's a small part of not a small. I think there's a big part of me that believes, like, these last 7 games for the Colts have is his tryout. And, that, and like, we could see new quarterback by next year.
You think selecting a guy at 4 last year that they would pull the plug after 2 seasons?
I mean, they benched him already? Doesn't that tell you? I mean, if it's a wake-up call.
Send a message.
But what if that message is not received?
Oh, well, we'll see. But don't you think, I think there's a limited amount of progression you can show over 7 games. I'm not expecting him to wake up and, you know, give us what Jaden Daniels did so far this season. I think that there's even more of a jump that he can pretty much show in a full off season. And so I think even if he performs average or he does okay the rest of this way, you want to give him next year. And let's be real, given what the Colts do the rest of the way, I would peg them in for, I don't know, three more wins, maybe two minimum. What do you say?
Three's fine. Like, honestly, to me, the wins are irrelevant. And even, like,
right.
huge progress is irrelevant. Like, we just talked about before, if you see small gains, I think that's enough to bring him back in 2025. But, like, I mean, you hear it, the coded language, essentially, that, like, they're talking about work ethic and, you know, being a pro. Like, clearly the immaturity and probably that stems a little bit, you know, of just lack of starts and lack of experience. Clearly that was the biggest problem. And so, like, I don't know how that translates on the field that much tangibly that we can see. But, like, if that wake-up call is not taken, I think it will be. But if that's not, you know, if that wake-up call is not taken, I think it's crazy to say that they move off of him. I don't know what they do next year, to be honest. But I don't think it's crazy to think that after 2 years and, what would that be, like 17 starts, they would throw the towel in.
Yeah, I think anybody doing any job that you're relatively new at or you've moved on to a different level, I would think having two off seasons, I think could do you some good. You know what? Let's take a listen to Shane Steichen, because he talks about what message he tried and what he's trying to get across to Anthony Richardson. Listen to this.
I want to address, you know, Anthony's situation. You know, I've said the process for a long time. And what I mean by that, it's the attention to detail in everything he does, from the classrooms to the walkthroughs to practice to the weight room, all those little things, right? It just got to be at a higher standard. And that's what was talked about, and that's where we went with it. And so that was discussed with him 2 weeks ago, and those were the conversations that took place. And over the last 2 weeks, he's made strides in those areas, big-time strides, becoming a pro's pro. And is he a finished product? No, he's not. And it's my job to help him get there along with the rest of the coaching staff. But he's a hell of a talent. Like I said, we've never lost faith or belief in him and his abilities.
But damn, Hickey, you were right. He basically called him a lazy you-know-what.
I'm glad they finally said it. I mean, like, Steichen the whole time was process. Like, they never, he hid behind those two words, the process. Sound like the Sixers.
Oh, no.
But, like that's a little concerning.
Yeah, he says he needs to do that. Going to the weight room better and studying? What is he, Kyler Murray? He's playing Call of Duty instead of going to work? I mean, damn, wow.
Like, can you teach that at this point? I don't know.
Work ethic?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's one thing I don't think you teach. You either have it or you don't. You either want to do the work or you are just a lazy you-know-what. But every now and then, people can get a firm kick to the ass and it can be a wake-up call. But overall, I think for long-term success, you either want something or you don't. There's nothing. There's no foot in the ass that is going to change maybe your long-term view. Maybe. I would say more cases than not. Hickey, I'm going to tell you a terrible story that I heard. In your city, 94.7 The Block, okay?
Let's hear it.
Earlier this afternoon, as Cypher Sounds was signing off of his shift, he gave inspirational words. Cypher Sounds is a comedian as well, as a disc jockey and a, you know, DJ, whatever. So he's being funny. This is a terrible joke. He says, I want you to be like a crackhead. Nicky, this is what he said, okay? He says, I want you to be like a crackhead. And this man said, he says, they will look for money any way possible to go get their fix. He says, you need to treat your dreams like it's crack and go after it any way possible. Hickey almost just drove off the side of the road. I said, did this man just say that? And then I thought about it, and I said, you know what? I said, he's right. I have no experience with, drugs. I don't have none. But I said to myself, I see it outside. I said, yeah, when an addict wants something, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be success. You go for it. Nothing stops you. You're going to start looking in the couch cushions to find the loose change. You're going to, look in garbage cans. You're going to go underneath people's cars. You're going to try to find that success any way that you can get it. And so Anthony Richardson, if he really wants success with the Indianapolis Colts, there's not a damn thing that Shane Steichen can go out there and tell him. I'm not telling this man to treat quarterback success like it's crack and he should attain it that way. But the fact of the matter is, Hickey, if he wants something, he'll go and get it. He don't need the coach to tell him.
I love that. I love that a lot. Anthony Richardson, be like a crackhead. Let's go. That's the key to success.
Yeah. Treat the success like it's crack. Go get it. By any, not any means. Well, you can't. You could steal money. He's just work hard. How about that, Hickey? Right? Work hard to get it. Right? No.
I mean, if you want to be a successful quarterback outside of PEDs, of course, there's nothing else illegal that you have to do in order to attain that. So work hard. Study. Go to the weight room. Know what you're doing.
Be like Tom Brady, okay? Do that.
Sleep in weighted pajamas.
There you go. And don't eat tomatoes. And good luck, Anthony Richardson. I think he'll be a middling average quarterback before he is ultimately benched next year. It's the JR Sportbury Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We got a top six list. We're going to look at some of the biggest and best duos that we have ever seen in sports history. We're going to talk some college football playoff rankings. We still have people ticked off about last night, like the guy who called about SMU. Somebody called the Dolphins soft. It happens to be a former player. Joel Embiid made his debut last night. Klay Thompson returned to the Bay with the Dallas Mavericks. And hey, you know what? Speaking of the Colts and a return, their opponent, the New York Jets, their star quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, he has some words on his own return from next year. I'm going to tell you what he had to say on the other side of the break. Happy Wednesday. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we talked about the return of Anthony Richardson. The man benched in two games for the Indianapolis Colts. He's completing 44% of his passes. Can't find a receiver to save his life. 3-3 as starter here for the Indianapolis Colts. Quit in the last game that he played. Had to take a breather. Told everybody as much. Hey, why did you check yourself out of the game? I was tired. Man, they destroyed him for that. He said he learned his lesson. Both he and head coach Shane Steichen both make it very clear that he's changed. I guess that he's 2 weeks has done him good. Well, let's see what he can do against the New York Jets. A team that is equally as disastrous, probably worse. Just don't know what the hell their future looks like because it's tethered to a quarterback who's about to turn 41 years old. Tethered to a team, the New York Jets, that have fired their head coach and pretty much wiped the floor with their former offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett. They have a new head coach in Jeff Ulbrich who takes over from defense. Rob Saleh is gone, probably laughing hysterically at what the Jets have done. And Aaron Rodgers is one of the worst passers in the NFL. Can't move. Achilles repaired last year, thigh injury, knee injury, 41 years old, crap attitude, a wide receiver that he just disparaged publicly for running the wrong route, something that you've never really ever heard a quarterback do. Mike Williams ends up being their hero for the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Washington Commanders. And meanwhile, they bring in his buddy, a guy with Hall of Fame talent in Davante Adams, who, quite frankly, went from the Raiders to the Jets. And right now, that is it's a parallel move. You're going in the same direction, at least for this season, nowhere. And so there have been a lot of questions for the New York Jets. Now, Sauce Gardner, they're yelling at him. He can't tackle. He sucks. The defense has regressed. The Jets look terrible. Terrible. And this is good. I mean, if you don't like Aaron Rodgers, you love this because as miserable as he always is, even when things are seemingly going right, man, I got to imagine he really hurts right now. And so earlier today, he spoke to the media in hilarious fashion, knowing that this Jets season is not going to end up with a playoff appearance, knowing that year to year, Aaron Rodgers can wake up and say, I want to go to the mountains and disappear into a hole in Oregon. We don't know if the Jets are screwed now or later. I know they're going to be screwed long term. I ain't winning no championship with this guy. I mean, is he playing like this at 41? What makes me think he's going to do anything different approaching 42? Bottom line is, he was asked, are you going to return next year? Hey, it's a real simple question, and listen carefully to the answer. Aaron Rodgers, do you want to return in 2025? Will you be back?
You've talked about wanting to play beyond this year.
Yeah. Before.
Has the way this season gone for you or as a team changed that thought at all?
Not really. Not for the negative, no. Not really.
So you still want to play in 2025?
I think so, yeah.
I think so, yeah. Now, Hickey, is that a positive or a negative? I think so, yeah. I don't know.
I guess it depends who you're asking. I mean, do you really want him back? Because if he does return, I would not say very good for the Jets.
Well, this is like ripping off the Band-Aid, right? You got a scar. A Band-Aid been sitting there for a while. It's melded onto your skin. It's picked up some hair, and the glue is singed onto your body. And you just know you have to rip it off. The Jets have to figure out when they got no choice. Hickey, the guy has a no trade clause. If he wants to come back, he'll be back. If he doesn't return, well, the New York Jets are just going to have to suck a full year anyway. I don't know. Is Jordan Travis going to be good enough? We don't know. It may take 2 years for us to see this guy throw a football. So they're screwed in the long term. It's just a matter of how much longer they're cooked with Aaron Rodgers. He might as well just quit. Would that be in the New York Jets' best interest for him to just retire and leave?
100%.
No.
No doubt about it. Rip the Band-Aid off, have him retire, incur, the dead cap and move on.
You see, the bad thing about that for the Jets, that further proves how inept they are. That further lets everybody know what a disaster and desperate that the organization has been. And everybody knew that bringing in Aaron Rodgers, this was not a crapshoot, but you were swinging for the fences. This wasn't about hitting, let's hit a single, let's hit a double, let's hit a triple, let's lay down a bunt and drive the runner in. No, you're going up to the plate and you are trying intentionally to hit a grand slam. And if you don't hit a grand slam, you're screwed. You're cooked. You're screwed. You're done for the next several seasons. And so if Aaron Rodgers is to retire, and they're not going to encourage him to do so, by the way, they may, I don't know, give him the cold shoulder. They will make their intentions known. They may, hey, just do what you want to do. And even saying that, it's like, oh, he may interpret that as, well, they don't really want me. They sent planes to come get me. They came out to California to get me. He's going to need his ass kissed to return. And if they're not kissing his ass, it wouldn't surprise me if he just walked off into the sunset begrudgingly. And I can't imagine Aaron Rodgers being the type of guy. Hickey, could you see him going somewhere else? Like, if he doesn't play for the Jets, I think he's done. I don't think anybody else wants to deal with this guy.
I would agree. Yes, I think he's the Jets is the final stop in his career. What I wonder is if what you're saying, right, the Jets, let's say, give him the cold shoulder, don't show him the love. Doesn't he seem spiteful? Like, you don't want me? Yeah, I'll opt in. Or I'll stay around. I'll be here in 2025. Right. You can't cut me. You can't move me. You can't trade me. Like,
hold him hostage.
Back. Right.
Hold him hostage. That is some real Joker-esque thinking, Hickey.
I mean,
maniacal, supervillain thinking. They don't want me? You don't want me here? Hey, I'm going to park myself here and... If the ship is going to go down, it's going to go down with me, and I'm going to hop off and laugh at y'all. Yeah, it sounds like something a Joker would do to Batman. Remember that scene in Batman where the Joker, he was in the cell with Batman, an interrogation room, and Batman was beating the living hell out of him, and the Joker was just laughing at him. Just laughing. He was enjoying it. He was like, Batman is so mad at me right now. I love it. He was having a good time. That's Aaron Rodgers, just having a good time while everything sinks around him. But realistically, he's hurting, Hickey. This guy has to be embarrassed. He doesn't have the words. Thank God we haven't had to talk about him for weeks, because what is there to say? The Jets stink. He's not sitting around on Pat McAfee, telling, oh, we need to play better. These guys need to play better. I need to play better. Like, nobody cares, because you're a loser right now. Aaron Rodgers is a loser right now. He is a loser on the Jets. He might be one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. But when it comes to 2024, he's a loser. And the Jets, historically, they've been losers. Aaron Rodgers knew as much. In his introductory press conference, he talked about how lonely that solo Vince Lombardi trophy from 69, how it looked in the front. One lonely ass trophy. Well, you know why it's been lonely? The Jets have been losers. And the guy running the team, owning the team, has owned them for approximately 25 years now. Loser. The New York Jets haven't gone to the postseason in about 13 years. Losers. It's the longest streak of any team in North American professional sports. Losers. I guess the end of his career, Aaron Rodgers has found his match. Misery loves company. Two losers. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm here for everybody who is not a loser. We're going to take a break. When we come back, hey, speaking of Anthony Richardson, I'm going to tell you about another lazy ass professional athlete. And then I'm going to tell you about someone historically who has not been a loser. I'll fill you in on both of these gentlemen on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, everybody wants to be loved. Everybody. Hey, we just talked about Aaron Rodgers. Nobody loves him. Okay. He says he might return. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I guess I'll return next year as a Jets quarterback. You don't know. Anthony Richardson returning as quarterback, a starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. And then last night in the NBA world, the first day of the NBA Cup, brought to you by Emirates. We had a couple of returns. We saw one guy return from being perennially injured. That's Joel Embiid. And then we saw one of the greatest shooters of all time return to his former team. Klay Thompson returned to the Bay Area, returned to San Francisco, this time as a member of the Dallas Mavericks. And let's just say, things didn't turn out well for Klay Thompson or Joel Embiid. Let's get to the guy that is always hurt. Joel Embiid finally played a basketball game after he has caused a lot of media and fan disdain for both how he and the Philadelphia 76ers have handled his time away. Injury management, the NBA didn't appreciate how they framed it, fined them hundreds of thousands of dollars for not properly disclosing that he was hurt. He's not playing back-to-backs, he needs to rest, blah, blah, blah. Yesterday, he played against the New York Knicks. And the Knicks beat the Sixers 111-99. Joel Embiid looked like a guy who hasn't played basketball in, I don't know, a few months. The last time we saw him on a basketball court, he was running around for Team USA, basically picking up a gold medal that Team USA basketball ultimately didn't really need him for. And then yesterday he was running around with, I don't know, Saran wrap on his knee. This guy had, he had a wrap, as Hickey said, it was like an offensive lineman's brace. And so what did he do in a loss to the Knicks? Joel Embiid, 13 points, 2 of 11 from the field. He had 5 assists, 3 rebounds. He was 1 of 5 from deep. And this man said, I'm tired. I'm just going to jack up threes and miss 4 of them. Why not? That's the easy thing to do. And so ultimately, for whatever reason, Joel Embiid said he felt good. He didn't look good, but he said he felt that way.
Thought overall, you know, felt pretty good, you know, health-wise. I think it's just by trusting myself. I thought I was a little timid, so I stuck with a lot of jumpers just to get myself a little comfortable. Yeah, but as the game goes, I'm sure, you know, just getting back to myself is going to be easier.
Now, I know running up and down a basketball court is not easy. You need your wind. It's going to be the last thing that comes. But damn it, Hickey, in that post-game press conference, Joel Embiid, he still sounded tired, like he still needed air.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've talked about, you know, his health being a big problem, and it's no surprise that, I mean, he's, like, with a knee injury, he's not running around. Like, he's not a practice, like, getting in shape. Like, he's basically kind of doing the whole Luka Doncic, I'm just going to play my way into shape by playing only.
Oh, my God. And then he's gonna, his right knee is going to give out next.
Oh, for compensation?
Yeah, I don't know if his both lungs, his lungs were mad at him last night. I know that. His lungs were pissed. I saw him standing at the free throw line one time. I don't know if he took any free throws. I can look, but I know that guy was tired. I looked at him and I said, damn it, looking at him is making me tired. But he says he felt okay. Obviously, he took a lot of jumpers because his ass was tired. Let me tell you, anybody who plays basketball, there's nothing worse than driving to the basket continually. It sucks the life out of you. So much so that you just go, you know what? Screw driving to the basket. That burst of energy constantly just saps the life out of you. You just put up jumpers. But then if you don't have your legs underneath you, the jumpers don't fall and you just become useless. Imagine being 7'2" against the best athletes on earth and also being a lazy ass. His head coach, Nick Nurse, I guess he needed to prop him up a little bit or at least give him an alibi. Yeah, Nick Nurse said what we all know. He says, yeah, the guy's rusty. Duh.
Both rusty a little bit in conditioning, I think, showed up fairly early. I've seen him kind of play through that before, you know, kind of respond in the second half after being on a layoff a little bit. Seemed to do it a little bit, but then I thought he got a little tired again.
Okay. He seemed to get tired. Oh, he was tired as hell. Come on. He's tired tonight. We know he ain't playing back-to-back games. The Sixers now have a record of 2-8. Paul George did play last night. He had 29 points. Meanwhile, the Philadelphia 76ers, they take on the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight. This is a team that has started off 12-0. Everybody is eaten. You know, I mean, Mobley is getting the ball. Mitchell is out there scoring. Everybody. And by the way, don't get too excited about being 12-0. Everybody goes on some type of streak. They're good. What are people going to say when they lose 4 or 5 games in a row? Nothing. The Cavs are okay. They're good. They ain't winning no championships. Sorry about that. Anyway, speaking of another team in returns, Klay Thompson, I told you he was back in the Bay playing for the Dallas Mavericks. They gave him a 3-year, $50 million contract. Golden State Warriors said no thank you. And Golden State Warriors now have a record of 9-2 because they beat Klay Thompson in his return, 120-117. Steph Curry was popping threes all over the damn points, had 37 points, including a dagger three. Klay Thompson, in his return, he was greeted by all of the Warrior employees on the way into the building. He was serenaded with cheers and love when he was announced. They played a special video for him. They gave out captain hats because he used to like to take his boat to the basketball game, so the arena showed him a lot of love. He had a good game, 22 points. He was 6 of 12 from 3, helped the Mavs go on some runs, but they don't have Steph Curry on their team. And so Klay Thompson, he says the reception that he received, it was beautiful. It was amazing.
It was a really cool experience. I appreciate the fans very much. The captain's hat ended up being a great touch. So I'm such a passionate boater, and saw a lot of familiar faces in the crowd. And, that was a warm-hearted feeling. So it was really cool to see the fans' their gratitude towards myself, and something I will never take for granted. So it was very, very awesome.
Hickey, we both thought he was going to cry. He didn't cry. I don't think they gave him ample opportunity to. The video was pretty fast, and fans showed him adulation. Nobody spoke, so no tears.
Yeah, see what he texted Steph Curry the night before?
Don't talk.
Do not talk. It's probably smart, but I think we would have got some waterworks there if that speech that was supposed to happen actually did go down.
And well, Steph Curry, he spoke after the game. And, hey, Steph, did you shed a tear on the inside? How did you feel, Steph Curry?
The emotions at the pregame of him, you know, being acknowledged and the crowd during 2-line layups going crazy for him, the video tribute, and I'm so surprised they ran a post up for him on the first play. I blacked out on that one. I wasn't going to let him score, and I fouled him. But it was a pretty special night all the way around. Obviously, we won. It was a great, great finish, but well done all the way around.
Yeah, it was cool to see they gave the ball to Klay Thompson immediately, and Steph fouled him on the shot attempt. It was good to see them. Odd sight. Unfortunately, the Dallas Mavericks are 5-6, and there's room to turn things around. The Golden State Warriors are 9-2. I mean, they are literally running a rotation out there that has like 12 guys. It's anybody and their mother, they just throw them out there with Steph Curry. I'm still concerned about their size, their lack of size. When they won the championship, that didn't apparently matter at all too much. I don't know how far the Warriors are going to go being so small, but I'm not going to count out Steph Curry. Let's see if they maintain a 9-2 pace, because Steph Curry, man, he is still one of the greatest players ever. He is still one of the best players in the NBA, and ain't nobody can shoot the ball like him, as he put his own friend to sleep last night. Hey, Klay is getting that money, but maybe he would have been better off still being out in the Bay. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, man, there's a guy who used to coach. He used to coach out in the Bay. He used to call this guy Chucky. His name is John Gruden, and apparently he might be making a return to the NFL as a coach. Didn't he get dishonorably discharged and they give him the boot for being nasty? And then Dion. People are talking about Dion to the Cowboys. What's going on? I'll fill you in on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, Infinity Sports Network.